Brooke and Jubal in the morning. You know, I was looking over our company benefits package the other day. I'm pretty unhappy about the options that they give us.
Oh, really?
I mean, they offer basic plans on things like health care, dental care, daycare. Yeah. I just found out this company doesn't cover anything when it comes to care or don't care.
Oh.
Which I find very irresponsible because we do this segment every single week. So I'll be extremely careful for the next few minutes to make sure nothing bad happens to me during care or don't care.
You're liable.
Yeah, I don't want to have to pay Jeff out of pocket. So it's time for care or don't care.
Yay.
Jeff, take it away.
I have a list of exciting buzz-related topics in my hand. Let's get right to it with your first headline. Make sure to check your glove compartment today because you could be rich. Care or don't care?
Ooh, care.
Care, for sure.
Yeah, you put could be rich in there.
Most of the time when you look inside your glove box, you'll probably find like the car manual, your registration, your tub of cocoa body butter.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta stay moist out on the roads.
Wow.
But a couple in Missouri recently found something else when they opened their glove compartment while looking for loose change. Joseph and Karen Moore found some old lottery tickets that they had purchased and completely forgot about.
Mm.
So they brought the tickets down to the store to see if they won anything, and Joseph said, quote, Karen took them inside to have them scanned, and she texted me a picture asking if I knew what claim at lottery meant. I told her it must be worth more than $600 if we have to go to an office somewhere.
Yeah.
After that, he went online and started searching the winning numbers on the date the ticket was from, and he found out it was a winner for $50,000.
Wow.
Yeah, they found some loose change, all right.
Yeah, he did. But there was one problem. In order for them to collect the prize, the ticket had to be claimed within 180 days after the drawing.
Don't tell me.
So they sped to the lottery offices and found out they made it by just one day.
Wow.
Oh, what a miracle!
Yeah, that ticket was 179 days old.
Wow.
So they got their money. Now Joseph and Karen say they're considering using their $50,000 to take a nice vacation. They're trying to decide where, but no one would be surprised if they just kind of forgot and never book it.
Right.
Seriously. Or just reinvest it in the lottery and let those tickets sit for a little
Perfect.
While. Let them marinate. That's how you win.
That's how it works.
Yeah.
Let's see if you guys care about this. Well, why would anybody even want to set this world record? Care or don't care?
I can't decide. I care.
I'll go with care on that too.
Think for a second. What's your favorite movie of all time?
Dumb and Dumber.
Maybe Dumb and Dumber or Pulp Fiction or Mary-Kate and Ashley's Passport to Paris.
That's a good one.
It only has a 50% on Rotten Tomatoes. I'm just saying, underrated. Okay?
Very underrated.
It has a 50% is what's shocking to me.
It's underrated, okay? The point is, how much do you love your favorite movie doesn't matter because it probably isn't as much as Steve Ruppel, a 45-year-old chiropractor in Wisconsin, who has seen Captain Marvel 116 times
Ooh.
In theaters Ooh. Since it was released, which turns out is a new Guinness World Record.
Whoa.
And every single time Steve watched the movie, he always did it at the same exact movie theater. The most times he saw it in a single day was 7 straight times.
That breaks
down to 14 hours and 35 minutes of that day in a movie theater watching Captain Marvel.
No wonder he's a chiropractor. He's got bad back from sitting in a movie theater for so long.
If you think about the cost of a ticket each time, that means Steve spent $1,350 to break that record. And he really only had to watch the movie 104 times to beat the previous one.
It.
But he watched it an extra 12 times because, quote, if anyone wanted to break this record, I really don't want to re-break it again.
Okay.
This whole thing has been really rough.
I bet it has been.
A little insurance.
Right.
Yeah. After about the 80th time, you'd start to get a little bit bored, I'd say. Let's go to your next headline. Pregnant women are now putting what in where for why now? Care or don't care?
Oh, I care.
I care.
Where are we putting things, ladies? All right.
Have you ever been listening to Diplo and thought, wow, I really wish my unborn baby could hear this?
No.
Well, you're in luck because a company called Music in Baby has just come out with a brand new product specifically designed to help unborn children hear music the same way that we do.
Oh, no.
Really?
It's a small speaker shaped like a tampon,
and it gets
inserted, you know where, with an audio cord that comes out and plugs into a smartphone or a stereo system.
Dude, there's a party in my uterus.
So then you just hit play, so you and your unborn child can do body rolls while rocking out to Ariana Grande together.
Oh,
that's amazing. I just want to see pictures of women plugged into that thing. It must look hilarious.
And when the pregnant woman is done with the device, they're instructed to, quote, pull gently on the connection cable to remove it from the listening area. The makers of the device say it can be used for 10 to 20 minutes twice a day, starting in the 16th week of pregnancy.
How do they know that? This is like, what, they've done tests on how many times you can put a speaker up your hoo-ha safely
weird.
For a baby?
Can you imagine connecting a Bluetooth, like when you scan for nearby devices, and you're like, where's that speaker coming from?
Yeah. You faintly hear music, but you don't know why. Surprise, boys. I've been carrying a boombox around this whole time.
Well, if you're interested, you can go online and buy your tampon speaker for just $150.
Why you gotta be pregnant to use it? That just sounds fun to me.
I'm gonna get one and use it too.
No!
I have an opening that I can put some bass in.
Hey, yeah. Maybe your large intestine needs to rock out.
It might help with my irritable bowel syndrome, make my bowels more happy.
Yeah, why not?
No, I don't want to share earplugs with you, bro.
Yeah, I've been using those anyway.
And finally,
my AirPods.
Oh, God.
And finally, Jeff's joke of the day, care or don't care.
Care.
Have you heard about those new corduroy pillows?
No.
Yeah, they're making headlines.
Oh,
that's right. Care or don't care.
That was care or don't care. Text in at 78592. Do you know a story out there that we should have cared about? Text it in. All right, your phone tap's coming up right after this. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning.